while the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin.
They're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You?
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You. And just a reminder, coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us. If you miss it for some reason, you don't have to, as long as you subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, you ready? What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please call back. Hey, Bob, what's bugging you?
Well, in that debate, the first question out of the hat was to Kamala, and they asked, were folks better off now than when she took over? And she made absolutely no attempt to answer that question, just went through a litany of the things that she was going to do if she was elected, one of which was to give folks $25,000 first-time homebuyers to buy a house. The definition of inflation is when there's too much money chasing too few of goods. When you give people $25,000 to buy a house, there's a bunch of folks out there who couldn't, but now they can put that 10% down on a $250,000 house. They'll all be lined up. And then there's a group that they weren't going to buy a house at all until they found out they were going to get a free $25,000, and they're going to get in the line. And so that's going to drive the price of housing up.
That's what I think most economists would agree.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
With great respect, I must say that I do not want September 11th to be a holiday. We should have constant reminders all day long about what happened. There should be ceremonies. There should be observances. There should be discussed. But we need to show the terrorists, yeah, we know you did it. We haven't forgotten, but our lives have not been disrupted by this because we're a strong American Trump voting people. We're not going to shut down our lives because of what you did. And I'd like to add quickly that this is 23 years I've been listening to this guy because I first turned in on 9/11 looking for information about the news, and I've stuck with this guy for all this time. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is how smooth Kamala was last night in answering questions. Now, the only way you can be that smooth, if you had the questions in advance. Personally, I think that was the Candy Crowley tag team match on steroids. And Donald Trump did really good, even though he had everything stacked against him. The adversary knew the questions, and the moderators knew, had all the fact-check stuff all locked in, and I don't believe it was an up-and-up debate.
Yeah. Here's what I think she had, maybe not the questions, but she had the answers. And what I mean by that is she was going to answer certain things a certain way, regardless of what the question was or how it was positioned. She was just, they asked me something about, you know, the economy. Well, here's what I memorized on that. And that's what she would go with. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and trust me, I'm all Trump all the time, but he said a phrase the other day, which we've heard often, we will start the largest deportation of criminals in U.S. history. I think the of criminals needs a little more evaluation. Merely crossing the border illegally or crossing the border with a fake asylum claim is the crime, and these people all need to be tracked down and deported actively. I know we might differ a little bit on this, on the difficulty of that, but I hope you would refine that phrase, just deportation. It doesn't need to be like of criminals. The crime is crossing the border illegally. Thanks.
Right. Well, yeah. And all you got to do is utilize the laws that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I also watched the debate and thought that Kamala seemed very smooth, a little too smooth. And I found out something. There's something, if you want to write this down, if you got a pencil, there's something called NOVA H1 audio earring.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. But we'll try to find out whether this is what may have been utilized or not. That would allow her to, gain information through earrings instead of an earpiece that we would normally associate. But we don't have any corroborating information on that at all yet. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is all the experts that were advising Trump to stick to the topics, And he said the same thing over about 1,000 times last night. Just let the guy do what he does best and wing it, because he didn't come across too good last night.
Well, he did kind of wing it with the migrants eating, family pets. And they fact-checked him on it. And, I mean, which is the whole thing's absurd and ridiculous, but he should have brought the focus back to, I'm more concerned about the raping, the murders, and the robberies that are clearly going on, and illegal immigrants in most cases is behind it. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
Well, it bugs me as a fact, like you just, like the previous caller said, Kamala seemed to have it almost sounded like, seemed like she had an earpiece in her, but they fact-checked Trump, but they never bothered to fact-check anything that she said. I heard several lies. Just like the fact that she said on January 6th, several officers were accosted. Bull crap.
No, she said died, and none of them died. Even the coroner on the one in question said it wasn't from any sort of physical thing based on the J6. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Well, the last two callers kind of covered it, but I was going to say I noticed the last week or 10 days, whatever, everybody was calling saying, tell Trump, don't be Trump, don't be Trump. And now they're calling saying, he wasn't Trump.
Well, yeah, you can't have, everything all every way you want it, but we'll get into it further coming up. Jeff, what's bugging you?
The crime numbers were down. That's BS. It was manipulated. And then they had the moderator double down, fact check that crime is actually down. It's such a freaking BS.
Yep. Nope. You're right on that. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but your program sounds like a cheerleader for Kamala Harris.
Oh, well, dear, you're free to say that. I'm just telling it like it is, based on perception and who the available low information voters are. She had an advantage. She gained an advantage. You also had two hosts on there, David Muir and Lindsay Davis from ABC, that we know, based on their reporting, has given 100% positive coverage to Kamala and 93% negative coverage to Trump. So when you listen to the show, try not to take certain remarks out of context. Try to listen to it more within the context, which is, if this was a debate over who's going to win those swing voters, she won them over. With the truth? No. With a fair moderation? No. But that wasn't the way in which I explained that. But always appreciate the input, whether you agree with me or not. Thank you. It's 728. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I wonder if she has an opinion or two. Looking forward to it. 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5. Full speed ahead.
4.
You can always trust me.
3. We need to watch the vote.
2.
The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.